This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. In many ways, it's a classic spring in the uplands and the uplands of southeastern Arizona. Windy days followed by breezy days, hot days followed by cool days. It's a heck of a way to get lower temperatures, but after a couple days of howling winds, overnight temperatures dip into the upper 30s on the land that surrounds our home near the banks of the Owalote. It's May. It's May. But thinking about it, I've remembered some hard freezes in May from years past. In the Sulphur Springs Valley, where Ms. Mosquito and I live, getting an early vegetable garden in is almost impossible, fighting wind and fluctuating temperatures. I'm beginning to admire all the tunnels and cold frames that many of our friends put up so as to get a jump on food crops. I'm thinking maybe I'll convert our little greenhouse to an enclosed garden. You know, I mean, hard to eat baby oaks and pine trees, but early tomatoes sound awfully good. Anyway, native plants and critters seem to survive our zany springs. You know, near the Dragoon Mountains on limestone slopes, there are wonderful plants flowering and setting seed. Do you know the plant Calilophus? The name Calilophus, it's a genus, but it seems to have sort of become its common name. I like that. But there are places on those low slopes at the base of the Dragoons, and actually over by the Chiricahuas, where that plant is thick. Glorious, glorious, large yellow primrose flowers. By the way, it used to be a primrose, but now it's a Calilophus, same family. Oh, you might be in the same family, but you're not one of us, you know. I'll attempt to be a little more specific. Calilophus, I see, the one I admire, I photograph as Calilophus hartwegii. And if my old Arizona flora is still right, it could be the variety Tumii. There are other varieties, not to mention other species of Calilophus. I notice that the one that's in nurseries, yes, you can get this plant in a nursery, Calilophus finleri, so hartwegii finleri or something like that. Anyway, those Dragoon Mountain slopes and mesas have verbena, dahlia, blackfoot daisies, eupatorium, and a favorite annual wildflower, an annual called Nema, N-A-M-A, Nema. Oh, right. It's from the Greek. It means stream. I don't know why. Mounding, matting clusters of purple funiform flowers. And there's some leaves in there, too, of course. And I see this wonderful wildflower out in the flats as well, Nema hispidum. So, you know, Nema is Greek for stream, and hispidum means bristly. There's six species of this Nema found in Arizona. Hispidum, this one means bristly, referring to hairs on a stem. There is, by the way, when I looked up hispidum to remind myself, what the heck does that mean? There's a word, hispidulus, meaning minutely hispid. I wanted there to be a word for, you know, hugely hispid, you know, hispidaliocious, but no, there isn't. So anyway, I told you Nema is an annual. Yeah. From a seed germed from whatever moisture we received over winter, what? We are gifted with this low mound of glorious small purple flowers. What can you say? Yay. Say yay. Are there more cool flowering plants found in that same area? Eupatorium gregii. It is so cool. Greg's mist flower. Eupatorium is Greek. It honors the king of Pontus, Mithridates the sixth Eupator, who reigned from 132 to 163 before Christ B.C. Pontus is someplace you and I probably will never go. Greg is for the Western explorer of the early 1800s, Josiah Greg. It comes with three G's in that word, Greg. And the bad news is Eupatorium is now Conoclinum, and Conoclinum was not a king. I am not the king Conoclinum, but refers to the disc of the flower, a cone-shaped disc. All those tiny blue flowers on this amazing plant come off that disc. Just like a good composite, it looks like one flower. In Arizona, you can only find this Conoclinum Eupatorium gregii in Cochise County, of course, down into Mexico. Greg's mist flower. And it's available in nurseries, and it attracts queen butterflies by the cabillions. Yay! Blue flowers and butterflies in your yard. Yay! And Calilophus, big yellow flowers, and sphinx moss in your yard. Yay! And Nema hispidum. I think you're just going to have to go out to the desert to see that one. Yeah. Oh, well. Hey, good news is the desert is beautiful. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.